Hello and welcome to On Repeat with me, Beth.
And me, Susanna.
This is the frank and honest podcast discussing the reality of living with obsessive compulsive disorder.
Disclaimer!
We are not mental health professionals, although we have both sat in many a therapy room.
Too many.
Please visit the OCD Action website, which are an amazing charity, and they have lots of services that can help support you.
OCD is a mild, quirky personality trait or a love of folding your pants in a certain way.
I love to fold those pants.
I'm sure many of you out there will experience the same toe-curling cringe when Wendy at work describes her giant shoe collection as a bit OCD.
It is a phrase bandied about, not just by Wendy, by many people.
Steve. Colin.
It is a phrase that is bandied about by all those people, usually in a harmless way, but it is actually quietly harmful. And we realised, didn't we, Susanna,
yes,
that only by speaking out about the reality of living with OCD can we change this misconception.
We want to get it officially out there that it does not stand for obsessive cat or cycling or Christmas disorder.
Even though we both love Christmas a lot. We will be chatting with other OCD sufferers, experts and loved ones, and can't wait to share your stories. We thought the best way to get this conversation going, and we are a little bit nervous about this. Well, I am. Are you?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
fabulous.
Fab. Would be to ask each other a couple of questions. Yay.
Ooh, question time.
Do you want to go first or shall I?
I don't mind.
Susanna, Can you give a brief brief of your OCD? When were you diagnosed? How does it manifest?
Gosh, how do you brief half your life? diagnosed at 11, but manifested before then, for sure.
When I think?
Was like 9.
Yeah.
Because it was kind of triggered by a traumatic experience.
Yeah.
It's all very entangled with emetophobia.
Right.
So.
It's funny, I'm pretending I don't know this, like I'm a listener, but I know that I know most of this already.
If you don't know any of this, then what
kind
of sister are
you? I've been a bad sister, but there will be things that I don't know. When you were diagnosed, what did that mean for you in terms of taking it on?
I didn't understand it at all. I was only 11, so I just started I think it was the moving from primary school to secondary school.
Yeah.
Really kind of triggered something.
Yeah, I think it does. I think that's similar with me, actually.
Yeah, you get help because you're too really... You're a bit young, you don't really understand any of it.
Yeah. What did you think it was? Like, what was your understanding of it? Can you remember?
I don't. Because all I thought was, oh, I'm terrified of sick. So
yeah.
That was all I really...
That was consuming your brain.
Yeah. It wasn't the OCD part of it.
Yeah. And do you remember when you started to realise that you had an actual kind of disorder called OCD that was causing it?
Well, no, I think I always knew that that was what it was. Like, after being told it, that's I kind of accepted that. But I didn't.
Yeah.
I don't think I fully accepted that I had it or that it was a problem that I needed to deal with until maybe like 16, 17.
Mm-hmm.
So quite a long time afterwards.
Yeah.
After you come out of secondary school.
Yeah.
And then also, by the time I got to that age, people were starting to talk more about mental health.
Yeah, that's good. So how long was that? You're 22. Yeah, I suppose you're right. About 6 years ago is when it started. It did start to get more in the media and everything. People were talking about stuff more. And I remember when you suddenly were talking about having OCD and you never had before.
No.
And that was quite a big moment, actually.
Yeah.
And that probably
I wouldn't tell anyone, really, about
it. Yeah.
Particularly at secondary school, only my closest friends knew.
Yeah.
Went to sixth form, started to tell a few more people. Or just wouldn't tell them outright, but I wouldn't hide it.
No.
And then went to university and was very blunt and honest about it.
Yeah.
I think actually went too far the other way and drove other people insane, probably, about talking about
it. Oh, really? Okay. You talking about it was such a big deal because you didn't used to talk about it. Was inspirational for me, even though I am 5 years older than you, to talk about it more to people, I think. Because you were doing it and it was such... I was like, oh my God. oh, well, if Susanna's able to talk about it, I should be talking about it then. And also it was a big deal, I think, knowing that you knew you had it, if that makes sense.
I think if when you don't talk about it, it actually leads to more awkward situations.
Yeah,
than
that's true.
If you do just tell people and you're just really honest. Can we move on to you now? Give us your brief.
Okay, so similar age to you. So do you remember me being diagnosed?
No. I didn't know. I had no idea you even had it until I got it.
Oh my goodness.
And that's when Mum then told me.
Isn't that interesting?
And that's the only reason Mum knew I had it was because you'd already been diagnosed. And so she knew what it was. So she knew I had it before I was told I had it.
So I think I was very lucky that our parents noticed that there was something up. Because I think a lot of people do have OCD as a child, and maybe people don't know what it is. Like, maybe parents don't realise that it's a problem, or maybe people suffering with it are very good at hiding it. But I wasn't hiding it at all. I was jumping around the cracks and thinking bad things would happen if I didn't move the curtains in a certain way. I had a really big bedtime routine. Just, I remember it was almost like going, one day I didn't have it, and the next day I did.
See, I don't remember you having any physical rituals. I've always thought yours has always been much more. Because I always remember, like, when you'd be babysitting me and things.
Yeah.
You'd constantly be asking me if I just heard a noise.
Really?
Or if I thought someone had walked past the window.
I don't remember that.
All those kind of things. And I, huh? As a, like, five-year-old, I'd be like, oh, that's a bit creepy. Why is she trying to creep me out?
Yeah.
And also, I'd be like, can you just shut up? I want to watch my TV.
Well, but yeah, I mean, that's what it does, doesn't it? I did have rituals, definitely.
Yeah.
Mum realised something was wrong and she went to the doctor, and I got diagnosed about age 10, and I did have lots of rituals, so that included, like, I'd have to go in and out the door several times, touching the door handle. I remember feeling about needing to equalise things, so, you know, if you open a door with that hand, then I'd need to shut it again and open it with the other hand. And I had CBT, so cognitive behaviour therapy. And I really didn't like the therapist.
Same, because they gave me the same therapist just because you were my sister. They were
I don't want to name and shame.
We'll give you this guy because your
sister...
No,
it was a woman.
Oh, okay.
Oh, no. That was my second one.
Okay, yeah. No, I loved my first one and then she had to leave. And so I know her first name.
Basically, I remember in the first session, she was like, this is going to be really fun. So she explained what OCD was, and then she said, coming to see me is going to be really fun. We're going to do lots of colouring and drawing. So I got really excited. And we never did any drawing.
Well, it took about a year for them to actually accept that CBT is what I needed. Because I'd stopped eating.
Yeah.
They were determined I was anorexic.
Right.
And so they were determined that that was the issue.
Yeah.
And Mum knew it wasn't the issue. So that was the first battle to get through the... professionals and be like, no, this is not what she no, this
actually
is not the
needs.
Problem she has, this is the problem she has, and this is why.
Because you did, you lost a lot of weight.
Yeah, I was 4.5 stone at the age of 12. I was 1 pound off being hospitalised at my worst.
Yeah. What made you go from that point of nearly hospitalised to being able to put that weight back on?
I didn't want to be in hospital.
Okay, so they said you are going to need to go to hospital.
Yeah, and then also... I got given a dietitian. She was really good.
Oh, that's cool.
She was really good.
Okay, so you knew you didn't want to be in hospital.
Yeah.
So you started to listen maybe to what the dietitian was saying, telling you to eat?
I don't really know.
I remember being really excited the day I heard you'd had some alcohol. Because I was like, oh, she's got out. She's got drunk. This is a big deal.
Yeah, I still don't really drink.
No, I know you don't. But is that because of OCD?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or no, it's to do with the emetophobia.
Emetophobia is a different... Someone could have emetophobia
and
not
have
OCD. So it sucks that you've got both.
I know plenty of people who have emetophobia and not OCD. It's just... Yeah, mine have just intertwined themselves.
Which makes sense, because OCD is a controlling thing. So, and when you're sick, you can't control it. There's nothing you can do.
But trying to gain control, I've lost complete control.
Right, yeah. And a lot of OCD therapy is about letting go of the control. And
By trying to stop something bad happening, something bad has happened.
Yeah. Well, I think that's what people... I remember someone saying to me once, like, to go back... to what I was saying about my OCD, I've had it about lots of different things. And one of them was about getting ill. I'll obsess over moles or like stomach aches when I was younger and stuff like that. And I remember, I think a doctor maybe saying to me, well, you're so worried about getting ill, but you're already ill with OCD, and you're not. And the problem is the OCD, not the fact that that stomach ache could be cancer or whatever you're worried it is.
You constantly ask me now, you constantly ask if I'm all right.
Yeah, but that's because, okay, now this is an interesting thing, because you a lot come to me if something's bad, if you're having a bad time, which I'm glad you do, especially when you've been at uni. But then the problem is that I have OCD, so I get obsessively worried about you. So if you...
But you don't only do it with me. I know you do it with mum.
Yeah, it is a thing I do. I'll be like, check people, okay? And I know I do it.
But you do it multiple times. So we'll start like a messaging conversation. And you'll be like, hi, you're right. And then someone will reply. And then you'll go through a few more messages.
Yeah, but
and you'll be like,
normally...
but are you okay?
Yeah, but to be fair, you often reply with, very stressed. Or like... really tired.
That is my way of telling you how I am.
I know, but then I feel like it is. It's a combination of me wanting to check about your OCD, how you are with your OCD
and
stuff.
Me just not wanting to give anything.
Yeah, but also me having OCD, wanting to check about your OCD. It's very messy. It's messy. So then I think my OCD, so it started off being about hitting puberty actually and growing up, because that's out of control.
Yeah.
Which makes absolute sense.
Yeah, I didn't want to grow up.
Yeah,
I remember really not wanting to grow up.
I think, and then that was the beginning, and then it kind of train rolled into lots of different things about, I thought I was pregnant for a bit when I was 11. Yeah. Don't laugh at me.
I'm sorry.
You're allowed to laugh, it's ridiculous. This is what OCD does to you though. It can make you think the thing that is least likely about you.
Yeah, whenever more someone like questions something I do now, I won't like be like give them the full reason as to why I'm doing it. I just go OCD life and just hope that will just explain it, and they'll just know, if they're friends with me and they know about my OCD, then they'll be like, okay, whatever, that's
fine. Your friends are very understanding, aren't they?
But if it's someone who I don't know, then they'll be like, what?
Yeah.
What does that even mean? Because I think people, there's such stereotypes around OCD that they just, if you then do something that's out of that box, they're like, well, what?
Yeah, exactly. And our first episode is going to be about, this is meant to be the introduction episode, but our first episode is going to be about the misconception of the word.
The acronym.
Oh, shit. The acronym. Acron. Loveron.
Oh, I was watching some Harry Potter behind the scenes videos yesterday, I found online.
Why? Where was I?
In bed.
What? Ugh, which ones?
First film.
What can you tell us?
That Danny Radcliffe and Rupert Grint had written some little ditties, some little songs.
Oh, I'd love to hear
about
those.
About a guy called Ronald, and there was another one. Yeah, they were great. And the bit on the train when Harry's like, he's looking at the wizard card. And he's like, what? He just disappeared. Yeah. And Ron's like, what did you expect him to stick around?
Can't stick around all day.
Yeah. They had to obviously had to keep redoing that scene over and over again. Because
did
Daniel Radcliffe
OCD?
Kept... Because Daniel Radcliffe didn't have his head high enough or something.
Okay, so Susanna.
Beth.
On from our little Harry Potter tangent, I've got a question before we wrap up. If you could wave a magic wand and it can be made with whatever you like...
would be you and unicorn hair, according to Pottermore.
Great. That's good. That's classic.
Not sponsored.
Not sponsored. I mean, we'd happily...
I'll take it if they're offering.
If you can wave your you with unicorn hair wand and not have OCD...
Yeah.
Would you do it?
I don't understand what people do with their day. Like, they have so much time.
Yeah.
Why are they not far more progressed than me? Like, people who are, like, further behind than I am, I'm like, what have you been doing?
You could learn so... But this is the thing.
I'm like, why haven't you learned a language? Why can't you, like, do gymnastics? Like,
I know, but this is the thing that I think can help people in... Because... therapy for OCD can be really, really hard. It's really horrible.
Yeah.
You have to put yourself in really uncomfortable positions. It's hard, which is why a lot of people really struggle with it or it doesn't necessarily work for them or whatever. But I feel like one of the things that can really help you to take that step is the thought of all of that time. If your OCD involves lengthy rituals, which yours does, all of that time would be yours to do whatever you wanted, not OCDs.
Yeah.
Which would be amazing.
Yeah.
And you're going to get to that point. Maybe. Eventually. You will, but it's a journey, isn't it? And not every therapy works for everybody. And we will do podcasts about different therapies.
Therapy choices.
Yeah, but okay, so is that a no or a yes?
I don't know, because
so it's a weird question.
Yeah. I wouldn't want to get rid of ever having it.
Really?
I think it's made me a much better person.
Yeah? In what way?
I am still very bossy, but I was so annoying.
You were bossy.
And I was extroverted.
Yeah, but you were a little girl.
Yeah, exactly, but I'd have grown into like a really annoying bossy, one of those like people who likes to just be in charge and...
But that's okay, I think that's a cool thing about
you. It's great, but I don't think I'd have had the empathy that I've got. Now
that's interesting. Yeah,
I don't think I'd be as understanding, but then I also wouldn't be as emotionally unstable, which I for sure am.
Yeah,
but what about you? What would you do? First off, what's your wand made out of?
I didn't realize Pottermore had a quiz where you could find out your wand. If the question was, if someone could wave a magic wand right now and you wouldn't have OCD anymore, I would say yes, 100%. I do look back at young me and be like, I wish, you know, I wouldn't want myself to have to go through all of that.
No.
Because it's
I did miss out entirely on teenage years.
Yeah, you did.
Like,
and it was
everyone's like, teenager, and I'm like, what?
OCD took that.
Yeah, maybe I'm naive about, like, life situations, but I'm not naive about, like,
mental health
and
the effects of it.
I feel like we need to wrap this up. If not for the people who have managed to get this far.
Are you hungry?
No, my back is hurting. So,
sorry.
I'm sat in a very weird hunch to get to this microphone.
Thank you so much for listening. Do join us for our first episode, which will be...
Believe it or not, this was just an introduction.
Well, maybe I should say our second episode. Maybe just episode one.
Yeah.
We hope you will join us, and we'll be talking all about the acronym
OCD.
Bye bye. Yep, say bye.
Oh, bye.